Good morning. All right, it's time for our morning pleasure chat. Let's get some arousal going on a Thursday. Thursday is Jupiter's day. Thursday is a day of wealth. Thursday is a great day for wealth magic. So hopefully you've got some green or purple candles that you may light sometime today. I know I'm going to do the same later on. All right. If you don't know who I am, my name is Devi Maisha, and I am the Central Energy Alchemist. I am a master life coach and teacher of sensuality for women. And I am here to guide Black women into their sensual confidence so they can show up bold and powerful in life, business, and love. And a welcome to the live stream. So come on in. Welcome to those of you who are also watching the replay. I appreciate you being here. So I don't normally comment or talk about other people's posts. It's just not my thing to do. But I did see a post yesterday that I thought, oh, this is exciting to talk about because for the most part, it's true. Good morning. And this post was stating that Black women are the power. And I mean, I have been saying this for at least 7 years now, that the world will be set free when Black women are free, when we understand and know our power, when we understand and know that we are the blueprint. And it has been a play on something that the Dalai Lama said, that the world will be set free when Western women are free. And I always, for me, that always just resonated for me as Black women. When Black women understand how powerful we are, we will shift the world. Why? Because we are the blueprint and we are the mothers of humanity. So I agreed with the post. There was something else that the original poster said, and this happened to be a white woman, but this is something else that she said that hit my body in a little bit of a different way. And I wasn't sure exactly what it was, but I knew it felt off. And then I saw a comment under the post that gave some voice to what it was I was feeling. And so I'm going to explain it to you now during our quick chat. So the original poster went on to say that Black women are, like, we are steeped in our eros, in our sensuality, in our sexual nature, that we have not, basically we haven't fallen victim to patriarchy and things of that nature. And I will say, as a Black woman, I don't necessarily believe that to be true. I see in our society, because of religious and cultural restrictions, that in many ways we have fallen prey to some of the ideology that exists in the white inferiority complex. And if you don't know, I call it that. I've explained it before. And if you want to know, I'll explain it again. On the one hand, our sensuality and sexuality has been commodified by the white inferiority complex. Since the days of the transatlantic slave trade, when we had Mama Hottentot to be viewed as something like she was in a zoo because of her ample hips and butt. When you look at the music industry, our innate raw sensual power has been co-opted by the white inferiority complex for them to capitalize and cash in on what exists within us. On the other hand, you have religion and culture in an attempt to keep us safe, in an attempt to not have us seen as the commodity that has squashed our sensuality, our arousal, to have our pleasure so deeply hidden in our body that it festers and turns into bitterness, anger, resentment, and disease, because we don't really have a place or understand how to move through the world in this beautiful, luscious body that we have, and have balance with our pleasure and our arousal. So I don't see us as owning all of that the way we can, the way we should. And it's very much like Beyonce said, you know, you that when you cause all this conversation, there's constant conversation around what it means to be a Black woman, how we're supposed to walk through the world, whether or not we're supposed to be submissive or not, how we're supposed to dress, how we're supposed to act. There's so much policing of us, so much respectability politics around how we show up in the world because we are that powerful. That somehow it must be contained or controlled in some way. And many of us, the higher up we go, many of us have been indoctrinated into the ways of the white inferiority complex. And so we are completely disconnected and dissociated from our inner sensual power because we've only had the example of showing up in the world and being successful and professional as white men have. We simply haven't had the blueprint or the roadmap to show up in the fullness of all that we have to offer as a full Black woman. And so I am here to disrupt all of that. Because I believe that we are the blueprint. And Black men as well. It's not that they are left out of this conversation. It's just that because I walk through the world in this amazing feminine body, I have an inside view of what it is to be a woman. But Black men are the power as well. And so much of what is happening in the world and in society and all this foolishness on the internet is so designed to keep us at each other's throats. I was recording a podcast the other day, and she's a client of mine, and she's in my community. And during the podcast, she was asking me that question about the things that I see. And I don't do too much scrolling on the internet, but I have friends who will send me things with these conversations between men and women. And what I explained to her was, at no time in history, that recent history, have Black women had so much time to become. We are not that far removed from a great grandmother or great great grandmother experiencing sharecropping, Jim Crow, any of that part of history. We were in survival mode at least up until the 80s as a collective, at least. And that's not to say we're not still in survival mode, because we are. But now there are generations of women who are coming up who don't have that history, who have the internet, who have more time on their hands. And what better way to keep their time occupied than to keep this strife going, to keep us in survival mode, to ensure that we don't relax into our bodies and allow the pleasure to roll through us and allow our sensuality to come to the forefront so that we can create. Because there is no creation without your neck down. Neck up is great for additional logic and understanding and ideas, but there is no true innate creation unless you get deep in that body, in your sacral chakra, in your vulva, your vagina, your pussy, whatever it is that you're deciding you want to call it. And so now that women have all this time on their hands, let's flood them with this angst of relationship BS. So are Black women the power? Absolutely we are. Absolutely. So much money is spent on making sure that we don't know that. So much money is spent on making sure that we do not feel into our sensual nature. So much money is spent on making sure that we stay in our heads, afraid of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, that we make sure that we always appear to be a certain way. Generally, that way is appealing to the masses who have been indoctrinated in the white inferiority complex. So much money is spent on us. That's how you know how powerful we are. But have we completely embodied our eros and our sensuality? It's in there. That raw power is in there. And when we access it, not only will our power shine through, but our wealth will bloom exponentially. The choices we make in relationships will shift. How we relate in sisterhood will shift, because there's a groundedness that we will have. I'm sure y'all have all seen Boomerang. And I was just using this example on a call yesterday with a woman. And we went through a journey. That's part of what I do. We went through this meditative journey, and I told her what I felt from her was that scene in Boomerang where Stranger is doing the commercial, the one they didn't like. It was a little bit too much. And she stomps one foot on the ground, and she stomps another foot on the ground, and then she gives birth to the fragrance. But it was that grounded stance, rooted in the earth stance that she took. Overall, Strange is just, that's that woman right there. She is what I'm talking about. When you walk through the world authentically in your sensual energy, that's what she did in that movie. She was not going to be contained. She was not going to be controlled. That is who we are. But anyway, when we have that in our bodies, that grounded, rooted feeling that you can literally feel between your legs, you will not be moved. And you will not shift yourself to accommodate. You will carefully weigh your options, but you will not shapeshift into something else so that others find you acceptable. You will be the you were meant to be. When you own your own eros, when you own your own sensuality, that is when you are fully steeped in your power. All right, I think, looks like it's just about time. Our morning chat is over today. I wanna thank you all for joining me. And Black men, remember, you are the power too. Y'all, we gonna get it together. As a matter of fact, I was talking to someone last night and I told him that I was going to open up sessions for Black men because I see that many of you are hurting and you have not been given space or room to really express this hurt, and it is valid and it is coming across in a way that I don't know that y'all mean for it to come across. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But either way, you deserve space. And sometimes, in order to heal, that space needs to be held by another woman so that you, on an energetic level, you start to clear away some of the shit that's been in your way. So I am opening up sessions for men. The sessions that I have, the pleasure audits, they are for you too, because we need to really take a look at what's happening in your life. Because so many of you want relationships, but y'all are making just as many wonky choices as the women are. All right. So Black women, you are the power. Get in it. Black men, you are the power. Get at it. For those of you ladies who are ready to dive a little deeper into what that means for you, you are more than welcome to join me inside. I should put my glasses on, right? The vanity. saw it. So you're more than welcome to join me inside the Sensual Oasis for Black Women. I would love to have you in there, joining over 100 women who are getting steeped in their sensual confidence and who are overcoming the blocks that are in their way of them being the most powerful versions of themselves. So you are welcome to come in for a 7-day trial, check everything out. And you might think you want to leave, but you're going to want to stay. I'm telling you, you're going to want to stay. So you're welcome to join me there. Men, as I said before, you can DM me and I will send you the link to set up a call with me. Ladies, you can do the same. And and that information will be along with this video. But I will be back tomorrow. Friday is Venus Day. It is Lover's Day. I'll be back tomorrow with something around love, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But thank you for joining me this morning for the Pleasure Chat. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.